This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to tell you guys something that's really, really important. And I tell you guys all the time that I really don't care what you eat. We have fun about it, but some of you guys take this way more seriously than I take it. But this might be the exception. It really might be the exception. And I want you to know that this part is true. All the other times were for jokes. This time is not for jokes, and this is very serious. Some of you live in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri, the home of barbecue. Great barbecue. Some of you live in suburbs of Kansas City, Missouri that also have incredible barbecue. People come from out of town, and the first thing that they want to do is eat barbecue. I was having dinner one time with the media, the social media manager for Joe's KC, and he said, you know, the way that people go to Napa Valley for wine, that's what people come to Kansas City for, because they want to eat at, you know, three or four of the barbecue restaurants. And I was like, man, I never thought about it like that. Can you imagine you live here every day and you have access to some of the finest cuts of meat that God has ever put on this earth? And you drive past Gates. You drive past Q39. You drive past Joe's and you stop at McDonald's. Nothing wrong with McDonald's, but you're not getting the McChicken. You're not getting the Filet-O-Fish. You got the McRib. You drove past five or six world-class barbecue places and you're ordering cafeteria food? No. And not just that. They are now, Rob, are putting the sauce that they put on the McRib, they're putting that in jugs and selling it. They're going to give you a gallon, not just the little, you know, the little bottle that, let's say you have a cookout and you put the kind of, you know, the little bottle of barbecue sauce on there. You might dab a little bit on your burger, spread it on your hot dog. Not those little table size. I'm talking about a gallon. They're putting a gallon of the McDonald's barbecue sauce. They're putting that in a jug and they're selling it for the holiday season. I mean this in all seriousness. If I come over your house and you have a jug of the McDonald's barbecue sauce, I'm alerting the authorities. Something's not right in this home. Something's going on and it needs to be investigated. I'm letting them in. Where's your warrant? No, I let them in. I said they can come in. Rob, you eat McRibs, man? Don't look at me and lie.
So here's the thing.
You eat a McRib? Okay, you're about to tell me a yes or you're about to lie.
Here's the thing. First and foremost, we agree. If you are buying McDonald's barbecue sauce, seek help. That's first and foremost. There's a whole section of every grocery store in Kansas City that's just really good barbecue sauce. No one's buying a jug on the internet from McDonald's. And I agree with you on Kansas City being the mecca of barbecue. But I think the McRib and barbecue are two different experiences. Let's be honest.
Yeah, one's good and one's not good.
I don't think having one precludes you from doing the other. For example, you've had Taco Bell tacos in your life.
I agree.
Do you know where has the best tacos in the world? Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think it was Food and Wine magazine said the Taco Trail's the best tacos in Kansas City.
It's great.
And yet you've had Taco Bell, which is barely meat. Why?
I like
Why
Taco Bell.
Why did you do that?
I'm not going to let you make fun of Taco Bell.
That's the same. You got Taco Bell one time because you were like, hey, convenience, whatever.
I like it.
It gets the job done.
It's legitimately good, though.
It's not as good as San Antonio's.
No,
because
it's not.
Of course not.
That's out of the way, though.
McRib is not good. But if you're on the way home, you're like, man, I see the line at Joe's. I'm just trying to get home.
You know what?
The McRib's fine.
Hold on, though. Here,
let me
at least try to poke a hole in this because you're making a good point. I feel like you're trying to flip the argument on me. If most of those taco places had a drive-thru, I definitely rather eat there. Taco Bell gets you because you don't got
to
get up. I don't got to do any amount of work.
Where are these barbecue places in Kansas City? They're just drive-thru palooza. McDonald's has a drive-thru. You know where it doesn't? Slaps. So it's the same.
Are you getting the McRib because you think it's good?
No, I'm getting the McRib because of convenience. It's just there. I'm at McDonald's. It's fine. The same way you get tacos at Taco Bell, you think it's fine. Clearly not as good as anywhere on the border. No one's been like, you know what, I'm going to turn down Ponax tonight to go to Taco Bell. But yes, people still do that.
Okay. You might have a good point there. I don't want to 100% concede the point, but I do feel like you're up. You're up 17-14. Let me see if I can score here, right? This would be my argument, though. This is where I think I can maybe take the lead here. I got the ball. I'm driving. If you live in Kansas City, you know what exceptional barbecue tastes like. You know what it tastes like. You've had the beef on bun at Gates. You've had the Z-Man before. You've had food from Jack Stack. You know what a barbecue sandwich should taste like. How can your taste buds, after you've had the filet mignon of barbecue, how can you go back to eating the hamburger helper of barbecue, which is the McRib? McRib is one step up from what they serve your second grader at lunch earlier today. That's what it is. It's one rung up from what they serve little Johnny. They have the little mystery meat sandwich, and they gave Johnny a little bit of applesauce, and they gave him a carton of white milk. That's what they gave. That's what your second grader had for lunch today. And you're about to go get this at the drive-in, and you're trying to tell me that it's good? No. Come on now. You got to be better. I want better for you guys. I really want better for you.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. It basically is a lunchable. But as of my chance to go back up, I think for your now, I'll change the food to the analogy. You and I have both had incredible steaks.
Yeah.
We've dined together and we've been like, man, this steak is to die for.
We've had some great meals together in our life.
You know what you've also done? You've also had Hamburger Helper and just gotten through. You get home on a Tuesday night and you're like, I don't want to do anything.
Okay.
I'll just throw a frozen pizza in the oven.
That's fair. But I'm saying is,
but there's a convenience that you're willing to accept, and that's why the McRib exists. I would prefer the burn-in at Gates, no doubt. But Gates isn't on the way home. McRib is, and it's suitable.
Okay, but I'm now looking at the McDonald's menu. They have the Big Mac on there. 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion on a sesame seed bun. They have the quarter pounder there. They have the chicken nuggets there. You're telling me now I have a taste for the 9th best thing on the McDonald's menu? That's what I got a taste for? Doesn't make sense to me. No, if I'm that down bad for barbecue, I just don't need to be here. I don't need to be here. I need to be somewhere else. This is not the place for me to go. This is not the place for me to be. I'm reading the text line right now, and the text line, you guys love the McRib. You love it. Somebody said the McRib is good for what it is. You don't go get it thinking you're getting the Q39 burnt-in burger. What is it then? You tell me, what are you ordering the McRib for? And tell me why the Big Mac couldn't satisfy that. Why the quarter pounder couldn't satisfy that. Just get you 10 nuggets of fry, get you a Sprite, and go on about your day.